Richard Hager.
Maynard.
I want to talk to you today about crime, deceit, greed, and of course I would be speaking of what?
Banks?
Banks, as I understand it. Some banks are actually repossessing homes that they don't even own.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
So how can that be?
Well, you're probably seeing it in the newspaper as something called robo-signing. And what it amounts to is the banks are supposed to confirm that they indeed have a promissory note, an obligation.
That they own the house.
Yeah. Well, not that they own the house, but they own the mortgage, the promissory note on the property. And the borrower is supposed to make the payments on that. And let's say somebody misses a payment or not, and the bank is supposed to check to make sure that they still own the mortgage, that they have not sold it off to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or the Bank of China.
That they haven't sold it to somebody else.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And what we're seeing is banks are going through their paperwork, and they are saying they indeed own a promissory note, that they indeed made the loan on a property. And they are now starting to find instances where they flat out never had the promissory note.
Is that ineptitude? Is it a clerical error? Or is there some conniving thief behind it?
Well, I think the first two is probably appropriate for that. You've got banks that have become so big, so unwieldy that they can't keep control of their own paperwork. They're losing it. It's so much, so big. And in what we're calling robo-signers, these people, their job is to go confirm the paperwork, go open up the file cabinet, look for the promissory note, and say, yes, indeed, John Doe as the promissory note.
Why does that make them a robo-signer?
Well, we're finding out that they're not confirming. They're not looking for the paperwork. They're just signing documents, affidavits that say, yes, the bank does have the promissory note when nobody ever checked it. And so they are signing in almost a robotic fashion thousands upon thousands of documents saying, yes, we own the mortgage. Yes, that person owes us the money. And in fact, many instances, they simply do not own the mortgage, but they still sign it off and send it, and then they put these people into a foreclosure process. Well, one instance, the gentleman was overseas. He was in Iran or Afghanistan, I believe. He was in Afghanistan doing his service there. They started a foreclosure process on him. He never received the paperwork, yet they went through the foreclosure process, and they foreclosed on the house. He came out of the service, came back. Someone else was living in his house. I'm thinking that's kind of an issue here. It's a pretty good example of them not doing their job right.
I had even heard of somebody that owned their home free and clear, and it was foreclosed on by a bank that didn't own it.
Yes. Yes. The gentleman had paid the house off. It was free and clear.
How can we avoid this?
Oh, well, in this case, you know, where they foreclosed on the house where there was no promissory note or mortgage or lien on it, the gentleman who owned it didn't pay attention to the paperwork. There was notices stuck on the door. It was a rental property, so the renter wasn't calling up the owner. He received things in the mail, and he said, it's got to be a joke. It's not. My house is free and clear. So he didn't pay attention to the paperwork.
What I hear you saying is read your junk mail. It could be serious.
Absolutely. Read the mail that comes to you. If there's a notice on the door, it probably is official. And don't just blow it off as being a mistake, because the people who've done that, in several instances, they have lost their homes.
Richard Hager.
Maynard.
All right.